I was going to get to this story earlier in the week, and then I forgot all about it. I was reminded of it, and I'm very happy that Tyler reminded me of it. It was the little 12-year-old actress who is shit. She's so bad at it that the nominations came out for the Razzies, which is Worst Performances in Cinema. Been around for decades. It's trolling before trolling became trolling. Well, the Razzies, in my opinion, shouldn't take shit from anyone. But they threw a kid under the bus. Did you hear me? Under the buff. I sounded like that dude the other day. Threw a kid under the bus. They nominated a child actor for Worst Actress. Her name is Ryan Kira. She's 12. The Razzies nominated her for the worst performance in a film called Firestarter, which may be an adaptation of the Stephen King book. Our very own lovable Tyler has an opinion on this. Tyler writes, "I am all for this, teaching kids young that they need to be told when they suck is crucial in their development." I think you're channeling your inner Eric Zane there, Tyler, by telling kids when they're young that they suck and that it's crucial to their development. Well, you know, frankly, it takes the heat off me because I don't have to say it. You just did. Now, I haven't said whether I agree or disagree. Let's talk a little bit about more where you're coming from. So if a kid performs at a level appropriate for their age, you know, 12 years old, we must look at them through the lens of an adult and judge them and tell them that they suck. And if we don't, we will be hurting their development. It's actually helping. Tyler's suggesting that we're helping them if we go up to a young person and say they suck. So Tyler has a little one. In a decade when the kid is performing and I don't know, could be anything from fucking quiz bowl to basketball. If the child doesn't perform well, we should go up to the child and say, "Hey, you suck. I'm doing this because it's crucial for your development. You fucking asshole. What kind of a psychopath are you?" I don't know if we can do that. If we can go up to little ones and tell them that they're shit. The Razzies. People reached out to the Razzies and started to complain. Of course, the Razzies are a satire of Hollywood award shows, which bills itself as celebrating the best of the worst in cinema. A lot of backlash. Here she is in the film. This is a key point when she's getting ready to light you on fire, whatever the fuck. Well, they kept getting tons of shit about it, the Razzies. And they actually did something about it. This is a quote from the Razzies co-founder, John B. Wilson. He said, "Sometimes you do things without thinking. Then you are called out for it. Then you get it. It's why the Razzies were created in the first place." Now, what you just heard there is a lie. What it should say is, "I loved my decision to make this little fucker a nominee for Worst Actress. However, The backlash has been so strong, I now must act like I've seen the light somehow. And that's why I'm writing this shit. That's the truth. But he maintains the facade and says, the recent valid criticism of the choice of 11-year-old or 12-year-old Armstrong, Ryan Armstrong, as a nominee for one of our awards brought our attention to how insensitive we've been in this instance. The statement continued, as a result, we have removed her name from the final ballot that our members will cast next month. We also believe that a public apology is owed Ms. Armstrong and wish to say we regret any hurt she experienced as a result of our choices. The Razzies will only nominate those who are 18 years or older moving forward, according to the group. There's more. Jesus. We have never intended to bury anyone's career. It is why our Redeemer Award was created, the statement said. We all make mistakes, very much us included. Since our motto is, quote, own your bad, we realize that we must also live up to it. All right. I can't, with a clear thought process, maintain that we should rip the kid a new asshole. I can't do it. Now, if I saw a performance that actually annoyed me, I didn't see this performance. If I saw the performance and it upset me so much, I may say, throw her under the bus. So I am just going to not judge and not say anything. Tyler may have seen the film and it may have struck him poorly, which led him to say he's all for attacking 12-year-olds because teaching kids young that they need to be told when they suck is crucial in their development. Okay, now, you got to understand, Tyler, if show mom Megan is hearing that, you're dead. I think I've stayed out of this whole bit of nonsense by just reading your words. If you have perhaps pissed off show mom Megan, you're going to get your ass kicked. Chris says, I saw that movie. I don't recall her being overly horrible. Megan says she is here, but she was working. You'll have to go back and hear this.